During last week's show, I argued that left pundits serve power unconsciously by promoting a left style of patriotism, fix the state, make democracy real. And I can imagine some folks asking, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is that power has no nation. Views, and that's so, that, I mean, that's just patently unfair, right? They act with global resources and as a global state, and we are stuck in our little nation box trying to fight with this massive global Goliath. If the left was a serious, I'm talking the pundit left, if the pundit left was truly representative of us, they would be helping us figure out what to do about that. Recognize that that acting within these little state boxes is a setup. I mean, I'm sure we could design a child set of blocks to illustrate this. A child could show us the insanity of that kind of so-called strategy. Power has no nation. It views nations as either pack mules or racehorses in their possession, beasts needed for their grand global competition. And they delight in their command of us and how thoroughly they can dupe us. So a passive, hard-working populace reflects well on them in terms of their global competition. But what it means for us is that we don't get to live. Our lives are stolen. And I hope everybody knows what I mean by to live. Look up at the sky the next time some birds fly by to give a sense of what I mean. It is the function of the global state to win, quote unquote, our agreement. Our agreement to work for it, to keep us busy serving its, the global state statesman's, objectives. And if they can't occupy us via market mechanisms, i.e. struggling to overcome scarcity, then they will occupy us with war, with more direct threats to our physical existence. What has been the consistent trend in the behavior towards us, we the people, of rulers, not just in recent memory, but throughout class's demented ride on us? You could say exploitation. That's the traditional lens of left pundits. But a more useful, more strategic lens for us, I think, is privatization, because it more clearly outs power and its dream. As what does privatization mean, if not reducing the vast majority of people on the globe to penury, via the means of making scarcity the dominant theme of our existence on the planet, as class humans? Bentham, recall, said that the purpose of government was to increase want, scarcity, to make the physical sanction of hunger effective. Grab them by the short hairs. You can lead them anywhere. Now, this isn't always immediately apparent. Forcing us to keep our sight within narrow state lines can sometimes disguise it, distort the picture for those in wealthier, quote-unquote, global regions. Because of power's legitimacy and control issues, its need to create and maintain rigid hierarchies, it seems that wealth, jobs, whatever, is being created when in reality it's just being transferred, ferried up from those lower in the hierarchy. So hierarchy is key to maintaining power's legitimacy, to keep us believing in its system of ranking. You know, merit rises, Kant. And so another way to say the function of government is to increase want, scarcity, to make the physical sanction of hunger effective, is to say that the function of government is to punish those who don't work, which gets plugged into the targeting of various groups, i.e. various forms of isms, which reinforces the con that some are legitimately treated wrong, which easily feeds a vicious competition, as no one wants to end up on the bottom. And so the death of our mutual sense of interconnection, and we need each other to free ourselves from power. Globally, we need each other. Another reason why the nation-state box defeats us if we allow ourselves to be herded into it. So we're told it's dog, and this is from day one, it's dog eat dog. It's a jungle out there. You're on your own. You got two choices. You could be predator or prey. When a predator-prey choice is forced on us, it destroys our humanness. And yet power has successfully done this. Not for generations, but millennia in the name of competition. And yet the left never talks about it. And because it's never discussed, it creates a sense of hopelessness. Because our nature is mutual aid. You know, you see this in little children, a point where they just give up trying to live according to what their bodies want. And they instead just try to be obedient because that's what gets rewarded. It's what happens. It's called domestication. If the job of the state is to increase want, scarcity, the job of freedom is to increase abundance. Our work right now is to define power's opposite. Not having a goal that is the opposite of power has meant we allow it to herd us into one hideous violation of good fellowship after another. It's time to have a goal, a global goal. And it's a global goal that's much less ambitious than power's global goal to realize its vision of the republic. Because global good fellowship conforms to our nature. It's what our bodies want to do.